The VOA Special English Program, People in America. Today, Shirley Griffith and Steve Ember finish the story of the life of Paul Robeson. He was a singer and international political activist.
By the late 1920s, Paul Robeson had become the most highly praised black actor and singer of the time. During the 1930s, he became involved in national and international movements for peace, equal rights for black Americans, and better labor conditions. He traveled around the world singing his songs to support these struggles. However, his friendship with the Soviet Union brought strong opposition from conservative groups in the United States. Many people in the United States opposed Robeson's political beliefs as too liberal or extreme. As early as 1941, American government agencies, led by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, reportedly had targeted him as dangerous. They considered his political activism to be against the best interests of the American government.
During World War II, the United States and the Soviet Union were allies fighting against Nazi Germany. Robeson recorded several Russian songs to honor the Soviet people's defense of their land against the Nazi invasion. These recordings were broadcast in the Soviet Union. Many Soviet soldiers were said to have heard Paul Robeson's voice before going into battle. This is one of those songs. It is called Native Land.
Сирока, страна моя родная, много несов полей рек, я другой такой страны не знаю, где так вольно дышит человек, я другой такой страны не знаю, где так вольно дышит человек. Everywhere life courses freely, broadly, as the Volga's ample waters flow. To our youth now every door is open, everywhere our old with honor go. Everywhere throughout our mighty Union, all our peace.
After World War II, relations between the United States and the Soviet Union became tense. In the late 1940s, Americans feared communism as a threat to their way of life. The people in the Soviet Union were denied the freedoms that Americans enjoyed. The United States joined with other nations to try to halt the spread of communism around the world. In addition, the crimes of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin became public. These included the killing of millions of people in the Soviet Union who opposed his policies. As a result, many former American supporters of communism stopped supporting the Soviet Union.
Robeson, however, continued to support the Soviet Union. He still believed in the idea of communism. And he believed in friendship between the United States and the Soviet Union. A congressional committee began investigating Americans who supported communism or who were friends of people who supported it. The committee questioned Robeson. He refused to say if he was a communist. Robeson saw the questioning as an attack on the democratic rights of everyone who worked for international friendship and for equality.
Robeson also was condemned in the United States because of his criticism of the United States government. He spoke at the World Peace Conference in Paris in April 1949. He was reported to have said he did not believe black Americans would fight for the American government that oppressed them against the Soviet Union. This statement brought a strong reaction against him from some people in the American press, government, and public. It led to rioting at a concert in New York State where Robeson was to appear. Hundreds of people were injured when crowds threw stones at people attending the concert.
In 1950, the American State Department withdrew Robeson's travel document because of the political ideas he expressed. This prevented him from leaving the United States to perform in other countries. The State Department said his travel to other countries would not be in the best interest of the United States. Robeson also was barred from performing in many places in the United States. His concerts were canceled. His records were withdrawn from stores. Record companies refused to produce new recordings of his songs. Robeson said the actions against him were attempts to silence artistic expression. He said they were attempts to control whom people could hear and what they could hear.
In 1952, the Mine, Mill, and Smelters Workers Union of British Columbia, Canada, invited Robeson to attend its yearly meeting. Americans do not need a passport to enter Canada. But the United States government barred him from entering Canada anyway. So the union invited him to sing at an outdoor concert in the United States. The concert was held at Peace Arch Park. The park is in the northwestern state of Washington, on the border between the United States and Canada. Robeson sang to more than 30,000 people in both countries. Here is a recording from that concert. Robeson sang a famous labor union song called Joe Hill.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, am standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead, says Joe, but I'm dead.
Robeson performed at another outdoor concert at Peace Arch Park the following year. At the end of the program, Robeson spoke to the thousands of people attending. He promised to continue the fight for freedom as long as he could. Here is part of that speech.
My people are determined in America to be not second-class citizens, to be full citizens, to be first-class citizens, and that is the rock upon which I stand. From that rock, I reach out, as I say, across the world, to my forefathers in Africa, to Canada, all around the world, because I know that there is one humanity, that there is no basic difference of race or color, no basic difference of culture, but that all human beings can live in friendship and in peace. I know it from experience. I have seen the people. I have learned their languages. I sing their songs. And I go about America, wherever I may go, seeking a simple thing. It seems so simple that all people should live in full human dignity and in friendship.
1958 was an important year for Paul Robeson. He regained his passport that year after a Supreme Court ruling on a similar case. The Supreme Court ruled that the State Department could not withhold passports of American citizens because of their suspected beliefs or the groups they joined. A book he wrote about his life, Here I Stand, also was published. And that same year, he performed in a concert at the famous Carnegie Hall in New York. It was his first appearance there in 11 years. Every seat in the hall was filled. Paul Robeson sang an African-American spiritual called Didn't My Lord Deliver. Here is a recording from that concert.
Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, and why not every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of the whale, and the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, and why not every man? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, and why not every man?
Paul Robeson and his wife Essie moved to London, where he continued to sing and act. They also visited the Soviet Union often. In 1963, they returned to the United States. Paul Robeson was suffering from physical and mental problems. He retired from public life because of his bad health. Paul Robeson died in 1976 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1949, Paul Robeson had written these words, I shall take my voice wherever there are those who want to hear the melody of freedom or the words that might inspire hope in the face of fear. My weapons are peaceful, for it is only by peace that peace can be attained. The song of freedom must prevail.
You have been listening to the story of the life of singer and political activist Paul Robeson. This special English program was written by Shelley Gollist and produced by Lawan Davis. Your narrators were Shirley Griffith and Steve Ember. I'm Bob Doty. Listen again next week for another People in America program on the Voice of America.